Carly Fiorina appears to defend Biden ahead of debate, don't get distracted by accusations. By Hannah Blow on October 22, 2020. Former 2016 Republican presidential candidate Carly Fiorina appeared to defend Joe Biden, D., whom she has endorsed for president, ahead of Thursday evening's second and final presidential debate, advising viewers to refrain from getting distracted by accusations and charges. As you watch the debate tonight, don't get distracted. Don't get distracted by accusations or insults or crosstalk or charges and countercharges. That is not what this election is about. This election isn't even about policy disagreements. The former Hewlett-Packard CEO said in a video posted to social media hours before the debate. Instead, voters must focus on the fundamentals, she continued. Character counts. Character counts especially in a president because of the awesome power a president holds. How a president chooses to use that power is a decision always made behind closed doors where we cannot see or know what alternatives are weighed and what hangs in the balance, she continued. When a president makes these most important choices that have real consequences, we must rely on their character to guide them. As you watch tonight, ask yourself, who is honest, decent, empathetic, humble enough to be judicious with the awesome power of the presidency? She added. It is relatively clear that Fiorina believes Biden to be the honest and decent candidate, as she explicitly described him as a person of humility and empathy and character in an interview with the left-wing Atlantic's podcast The Ticket over the summer. I think he's demonstrated that through his life, she added. During an October appearance on Fox News's America's Newsroom, Fiorina said Trump has failed in leadership and described Biden as a stronger leader. He has demonstrated humility, empathy, the willingness to collaborate with others, and the character that I think matters in a leader, she added. Fiorina's pre-debate video did not explicitly mention the mounting reports pointing to the former vice president's alleged involvement in enriching his family via Hunter Biden's lucrative foreign business dealings, as detailed in a slew of recently emerged emails. Biden family insider and former Hunter associate Tony Bobulinski, who authenticated at least one of the emails published by the New York Post pointing to Joe Biden's involvement in his son's foreign business ventures, will reportedly attend Thursday's debate as President Trump's guest. I don't have a political axe to grind, I just saw behind the Biden curtain and I grew concerned with what I saw, Bobulinski said in a statement on Wednesday. The Biden family aggressively leveraged the Biden family name to make millions of dollars from foreign entities, even though some were from communist-controlled China, he added.